Iran claims herbal medicine will treat Chinese coronavirus. By Francis Martel on March 10, 2020. Iran's Tasnim news agency, citing Iranian government officials, revealed on Tuesday a plan by four different Iranian companies to create herbal treatments to contain the Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Iran is one of the world's most devastated countries by the coronavirus outbreak, which began in central Wuhan, China, and has since become a global pandemic. Iranian officials have not yet identified the individual who brought the virus to the country or how it got there, but it began spreading out of the city of Qom, a popular Shiite Muslim pilgrimage destination. At press time, Iran claims to have confirmed a little over 8,000 coronavirus cases and 291 deaths. It also claims 2,731 people have recovered from the viral infection, though similarly designated people in China have suddenly died after being cleared at Wuhan hospitals. Multiple reports from within Iran disseminated by anti-Islamic regime dissidents have questioned the veracity of the official numbers. Disparities between reports from local officials and those in Tehran resulting in impossible sums of patients have also inspired doubt around the world as to how realistic the Iranian regime's numbers are. Protesters have challenged the regime with small rallies and displays of banners blaming Tehran for the size of the outbreak. Multiple Iranian officials have denounced the viral outbreak as an artificially created biological attack, variously blaming hostile forces and Zionists for the outbreak. Tehran has not condemned the Chinese Communist Party for hiding the outbreak from the world for at least a month between the first cases first started surfacing in Wuhan to January 20, when Beijing announced the discovery of a novel coronavirus. Tasnim did not offer many details on what herbs would go into the alleged remedies. The outlet quoted Mostafa Qanai, an official working under the Vice Presidency for Science and Technology, who said that four companies are competing to see which can bring to development a safe herbal treatment for coronavirus as quickly as possible. He noted that two other companies are also working on two other medicines used for treatment of individuals with the coronavirus symptoms, saying the medication is expected to clean the nose and throat, according to Tasnim. The medicines are going to be mass-produced after success in the clinical tests and certification by the Food and Drugs Organization. Wuhan coronavirus causes respiratory infections. According to World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Bruce Aylward, FF, you look at the symptoms. 90% have fever, 70% have dry coughs, 30% have malaise, trouble breathing. Runny noses were only 4%. Iranian authorities have not explained how an herbal remedy for congestion, a symptom experts say is barely seen in coronavirus patients, would help curtail the outbreak. The call to produce an herbal treatment echoes concerning pronouncements in Chinese Communist Party media that the vast majority of coronavirus patients in the country are using traditional Chinese medicine to manage symptoms. As many as 80% of Chinese coronavirus patients in the country are receiving traditional Chinese medical cures to remain stable as the body fights the viral infection and clears the lungs. There is no one cure for coronavirus, and most treatment of patients is limited to offering oxygen, fluids, and strengthening the body to eliminate the infecting matter. Chinese medicine has been practiced for at least 3,000 years. It is the wisdom of our ancestors, and it is still progressing, Song Juexian, a Beijing doctor, told the South China Morning Post in February. I believe the effects of combined use of TCM and Western medicine will become better and better. Beijing has a vested interest in promoting traditional Chinese medicine, as it rakes in $50 billion a year for Chinese businesses. Yet many in the West have questioned the safety of using traditional cures that do not pass through the same rigorous control standards as scientifically approved drugs. Some Chinese herbal products have been contaminated with toxic compounds, heavy metals, pesticides, and microorganisms, and may have serious side effects, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services noted in an analysis of traditional Chinese medicine. Manufacturing errors, in which one herb is mistakenly replaced with another, also have resulted in serious complications. Iran has also announced intentions to develop a standard vaccine to prevent coronavirus infection, spearheaded not by any medical or research association, but by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. Tehran has not identified any medical professionals among the leaders of the terrorist group or any facilities owned by the IRGC that the medical professionals, if they existed, would use to develop the vaccine. The IRGC held a meeting on Sunday to plan its response to the outbreak. Speaking to reporters in Tehran on Monday, Brigadier General Ali Fatavi said the IRGC has established a permanent base to mobilize equipment and capacities of the IRGC and Basij forces to help the administration contain the coronavirus epidemic, according to Tasnim. The Basij is the domestic wing of Iranian military dedicated to repressing and torturing political dissidents. Tasnim added that, at the meeting, good decisions were made. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.